It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi there. Welcome to Border Crossings and welcome to the start of a brand new week. If you would like to join the show, call 202-619-2077. Our studio phone line, which is open right now for your calls and dedications, 202-619-2077. It's another week, and here we are together once again for an hour of requests. ZK Fakadu requested this song. It's a song that comes from Tupac and Dr. Dre, and it's called California Love. Crossings, and that is California Love. It's Tupac featuring Dr. Dre and a request from ZK Fakadu, who's listening to our show. And very interesting. I'll tell you, it's a busy Monday. Dr. Dre issued a sincere public apology to all women that he has, I guess, hurt over the years. It's kind of an interesting. He said, to the women I've hurt on Friday, he said this, I offer my humblest apology. He asked for forgiveness. And then, you know, we get into some interesting information that we really hadn't heard much about. But now dirt starts circulating about, you know, there's a singer, Terry B., who was once on the rap label with Dr. Dre and apparently punched her in the face back in the day. And there's a lot of talk about that and his assaults on women. And getting kind of ugly. But nonetheless, Dr. Dre is back with a new album after a number of years away. And, of course, the film Straight Outta Compton about N.W.A. includes a story about him, because he was a part of N.W.A. The film was number one again at the box office. It's brought in about $100 million so far in ticket sales. Plus, Dr. Dre's new album, Compton, a soundtrack, is now number three on the Billboard album charts, followed by N.W.A.'s debut album, Straight Outta Compton, which originally came out in 1988, but has been re-released, and it's surfaced back to the top of the charts. So a little bit of interesting news about Dr. Dre and N.W.A. and Straight Outta Compton. And, of course, there's lots and lots of news about the VMAs, the MTV Video Music Awards show last night. My, oh, my, it was like watching a, you know, Worldwide Wrestling Federation SmackDown. Ah, my goodness. Kanye West got the Vanguard Award for, you know, Artist of the Year or Entertainer of the Year. What is it? Lifetime Achievement, I guess it is, the MTV Lifetime Achievement Award. And he went on with an 11-minute thank you speech in which he announced his candidacy for president of the United States. So what the heck is Kanye drinking? I don't know what's going on. And, you know, there was some other interesting moments. Apparently, Nicki Minaj and Taylor Swift have patched up their differences. They performed together on stage. They hugged. They looked real cozy. But then again, Nicki Minaj not too happy with Miley Cyrus, who came out publicly and dissed Nicki about the comments she made about Taylor Swift and the Anaconda video not being nominated for Video of the Year. So, it got ugly. Nicki was ready for a smackdown. She came up there to get her award, and she gave such a dirty look to Miley Cyrus, who was hosting the award show, and they cut off Nicki's mic because they were afraid what she was going to say, what was coming out of her mouth. Had to be censored. But Taylor Swift, a big winner from last night. I'll tell you all about the awards as we go through the hour. So hang around with us here on Border Crossings. We welcome you to our Monday show. Here's a request from Yonatan Mulugeta from Ethiopia. And this is called Better Than Today. It's Don Williams on Border Crossings.
I got high hopes that tomorrow is gonna be better than today. It don't look like it's coming, I know. Why not believe it anyway? Call it a prayer, call it a dream, call it got two hands that ain't afraid to work hard, and I jump out of bed every day. Yeah, I know these times now real hard, but looking on the bright side always pays. Call it a prayer, call it a dream, call it gonna change. Lord, I ain't felt a drop, but I can can smell the rain. Call it a prayer, call it a dream, call it a leap of faith, if you call it anything. I got high hopes that tomorrow is gonna be better than today. It don't look like it's coming, I know, but why not believe it anyway? Oh, why not believe it anyway?
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
Just something feels about it, feeling the blues about it. I just can't.
Border Crossings, Justin Timberlake, and a request from Tiki Tafari, What Goes Around. Justin's been spending a lot of time out of the spotlight these days. He is at home helping his wife, Jessica Beale, take care of their baby boy, Silas Randall, who was born this past year. Justin became a daddy. My name is Larry London, and I thank you for tuning in on the Monday Border Crossings program. Amara Henry is listening to us. He checked in on our Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Solomon Agustru Shabugri has joined the show from Nigeria. Augustino Jao Jose says, hi, I am tuned in. Fel Bell listens to Border Crossings. And Piti Natalino is listening. That's a new name from Ethiopia. Piti Natalino, we're glad you're with us. Thanks to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Donnie in Ethiopia says, I'm happy listening. Julieta Narnar Jolie checked in from Ghana. We welcome everybody to our Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Coming up, we got a request from Ermias Yamane, who is listening to our show and in the mood to hear JoJo. JoJo won the MTV Best New Artist Video Music Award back in 2004 when she became the youngest pop artist to reach number one at 13. Other artists have done it at 14, but she was only 13 when she sang the song Leave, Get Out. JoJo is coming back. She has a brand new album. It's been many, many years since we last heard from her. She's been involved in a legal battle with her record company, trying to get out of her contract. She finally got out. She's signed now with Atlantic. She's got a new CD, and she hopes to put it out before the end of this year. Ermias, here's your JoJo request. And by the way, her real name is Joanna Levesque. JoJo was okay when she was 13, but not anymore. She's 24. She wants to be known as Joanna. And this song is Too Little, Too Late.
Say the words, the boy, it don't feel right. What do you expect me to say?
You know it's just too little, too late.
You take my hand and you say you've changed. But boy, you know you're begging, don't fool me. Because to you, it's just a game.
You know it's just too little, too late.
So let me on down. This time has made me strong. I'm starting to move on. I'm gonna say this now. Gave you everything, but it wasn't enough. And now you wanna communicate.
You know it's just too little, too late.
Go find someone else and letting you go. I'm loving myself. You got a problem, but don't come asking.
With
us.
Border Crossings JoJo from New Jersey, and a little too late from her collection. And JoJo is not hesitant or reluctant to admit that she grew up poor. She had no money. Her family had no money. Her mom was working as a maid, cleaning houses when she was a young girl growing up. And she said, often I'd go with my mom and help clean the houses. And then at 13, she struck gold when she hit number one with that song. And finally got out of the record contract with the Madonna's record label, Black Round Records. She met Madonna. Madonna loved her, signed her, but, you know, they just kind of never really developed her or promoted her or released her music. So it was a very frustrating situation for her to be in the last half dozen years. And so she finally got out of the record contract. She doesn't have a new title for the new album yet, or at least she has it, but we don't know it. The new album will be out sometime in the near future. And as I mentioned, JoJo won the Video Music Award at the MTV Award Show 2004 Best New Artist. Tell you what I'm going to do. That's a perfect tie-in now to take a look at last night's Video Music Awards. Here we are, 11 years later. And Taylor Swift was the big winner and the big nominee. She had 9 nominations last night. And she got the biggest award of the evening, which was Video of the Year. So if you got an award that you want to win at a Video Music Awards show, it's the Video of the Year. So congratulations to Taylor Swift for Bad Blood. And Best Male Video went to Bruno Mars and Mark Ronson for Uptown Funk. Best Female Video, Taylor Swift for Blank Space. The Best Hip Hop Video was Anaconda, Nicki Minaj. And as I mentioned a little while ago, Nicki was quite upset she wasn't in the best video category. She was limited to best hip-hop video. She felt she was much bigger than that. But congratulations to her on that win. Best pop video, Blank Space, Taylor Swift. Best rock video, Uma Thurman, Fall Out Boy. The artist to watch is Fetty Wap. And his song Trap Queen has made him a superstar. And we're going to hear Fetty Wap, Trap Queen, this hour. Best collaboration, Taylor Swift, Kendrick Lamar, Bad Blood. Video with a social message, Big Sean, Kanye West, John Legend, and One Man Can Change the World. The Song of the Summer. I'm so disappointed my good friends in Fifth Harmony did not win. So disappointed. But 5 Seconds of Summer won with She's Kinda Hot, which is the Song of the Summer. So congratulations to all of the winners. And everyone who was nominated, and all the lovely ladies who looked so hot last night. All the different clothes. Wow. Okay, Harun Asifa wants me to play this for everybody in Ethiopia. This is August Alsina featuring Nicki Minaj, and the song is No Love.
August. Young Money.
This thing that official. Believe we had a great night, but I ain't the type to tell you that I miss you. You don't like that I make this easy. Leave it after sex and all I'm nothing.
town, your niggas know you feel her. So what you want, baby?
All I want is you. So what you trying to do? Pop a couple bands with him like me. Loving ain't the same with him like me. You used to them, but ain't no loving me. I hear what you would say, and girl, it's clear to see. You should just drink a couple drinks. Party till we can't. Ain't no loving me, and I'm the one to blame. Ain't no loving me, so don't come looking for love.
Hey, this is Chris Daughtry from the band Daughtry, and you're listening to Border Crossings.
I'm 10 miles from town, and I just broke down, spitting out smoke on the side of the road. I'm out here alone, just trying to get home. To tell you I was wrong, but you already know. Believe me, it won't stop at nothing to see you, so I've started running. All that I'm after is a life full of laughter. As long as I'm laughing with you, I'm thinking that all that still matters is love ever after. After the life we've been through, I know there's no life after you. The last time we talked, the night that I walked, burns like an iron in the back of my mind. I must have been high to say you and I weren't meant to be, and just wasting my time. Oh, why did I ever doubt you? You know I would die without you. All that I'm after is a life full of laughter. As long as I'm laughing with you, I'm thinking that all that still matters is love ever after. After the life we've been through, I know there's no life after you. You and I are right or wrong, there's no other one. After this time I spent alone, it's hard to believe that a man would sacrifice so blind. Thinking about the better times, must have been out of my mind. So I'm running back to tell you, all that I'm after is a life full of laughter. Without you, God knows what I'd do. There's a life full of laughter. As long as I'm laughing with you, I'm thinking that all that still matters is love ever after. After the life we've been through, yeah, no, there's no life after you. No, there's no life after you. No, there's no life after you. No,
Border Crossings, Daughtry, from American Idol, and that is Life After You, a request from Andulalem Inkosa, who's tuned into our show. Adam McNeil checked in from Melbourne, Australia. Hello, Adam, and hello to all of the roos, the kangaroos that are hopping around down under in Melbourne and all around Australia land. Aussie land. Let's see. Adam listens to us on 88.9 FM, Win FM, and they are in Melbourne, tuned into the show today. So hello, everybody. Good day. And so I'm looking forward to Dancing with the Stars because the croc hunter's daughter, Bindi, will be on Dancing with the Stars. Now, we saw her when her dad passed away. Tragically, he had a stingray pierce his heart. What a tragic way to go. And so the croc hunter died, and his daughter was just a little girl, just an itty-bitty little girl. And now she's not a little itty-bitty girl anymore. She's a teenager, and she's going to be on Dancing with the Stars in just a couple of weeks here in the U.S. And I'm looking forward to seeing Bindi dance. All right. We welcome you to Border Crossings. Josh Ogbar checked in from Nigeria. We're glad to have you with us. I also got messages from Yar Alec. Edwina is with us. Tazita Johannes, J.C. Saul, Ningango Eli Khan, Tesfe Ngusi, Afawork Johannes, Ian Scheit. Hello, Ian. Kebegbag Moj. Aman Hussein, BK Lionel Brown, all of those folks are tuned in to Border Crossing. Speaking of Lionel, we got a song from Lionel. This is a different Lionel. It's Lionel Richie for Josh and for everybody in Nigeria. This is called Just For You on Border Crossings.
Hey, this your boy Chris Brandon. Right now, y'all checking out Board of Cross.
Baby, let's cut put you up against the wall, and I'ma go to work till you get all. Baby, soon as we're done, we'll go some more. Girl, just imagine us. You're taking me there, you're taking me there.
Crossings, love that lady, Rita Ora, and featuring Chris Brown, the new song from Rita Ora's upcoming new album, Body on Me, is the song, which is now out. The album's not out, but the song is. That's a request from Tahia Mac Trizzle on Border Crossings. Love that song. Love Rita Ora. I had a chance to meet her last year, and she was part of the Jingle Ball, the iHeart Jingle Ball here in D.C., and I spoke to her briefly. She wasn't doing any interviews, but she was, you know, just walked by on the red carpet. We took a photo and had a chance to chat. And a lovely young lady. Lovely, lovely young lady. And the rumor is now in the Sun News in London that she's dating Wiz Khalifa. But so far, nobody's confirmed that. She once dated Calvin Harris. And, of course, she's won a lot of awards for her duet with Iggy Azalea, Black Widow. But now Rita's getting ready to make a splash with her own music. And she made an appearance in the film Southpaw. She played this guy's girlfriend or wife. I'm not sure which it was, but I saw the film, and they made her look terrible. She is an absolutely beautiful girl, but they made her look like a drug addict, taking care of little kids. You know, when Jake Gyllenhaal's character went to the door looking for this guy that shot and killed his wife, he wasn't there, but she opened the door, and she was there and talked to him, and she just kind of was out of it. She was on something. Her character was, anyway. And she also made an appearance in 50 Shades of Grey. And she's going to be in 50 Shades of Grey 2, the new one, when it comes out. I want to say hello to Joseph Gabetti, who's in Nigeria, and they're celebrating the birth of his 5-year-old son, Azaria, today. So happy birthday to little Azaria, who might be listening to Border Crossings right now in Nigeria. Clement is listening in Nigeria. Wesley Balland checked in. Jane Stiles, Kaya Rawlings, and Emmanuel all said hello at facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And you can say hello to us as well. You can also call 202-619-2077 to make a request and dedication if you'd like. It's 202-619-2077, our studio phone number to call in and make your requests. The last day of August, and it's also the first day of school. I sent both of my kiddies out to school today, And two totally ends of the spectrum, two totally different. He's going into first grade. She's going into 11th grade in high school. Very different worlds. But nonetheless, off they went today, along with all the other kids in the state of Maryland who went to school today. All right. Gabego Raspe Prosper requested this next song from Britney Spears. And this is called Lucky, one of Britney's earlier hits on Border Crossings.
This is a story about a girl named Lucky. Early morning, she wakes up. Knock, knock, knock on the door. It's time for makeup. Perfect smile.
One's Border Crossing.
RGF Production.
Boy. Yeah.
1730. I'm like, hey, what's up? Hello. Since you're pretty, pretty. Soon as you came in the door, I just wanna chill. Got a sack for us to roll. Married to the money, introduced her to my stove. Showed her how to whip it, now she remixing for low. She my track queen, let her hit the bando. We be counting up, watch how far them bands go. We just set a goal, talking matching Lambos. I 56 a gram, 500 grams though. Man, I swear I love her, how she work the damn pole. Hit the strip club, we be letting bands go. Everybody hating, we just call them fans though. In love with the money, I ain't never letting go. And I am home with my baby, baby. I just left the mall, I'm getting fly with my baby, yeah. And I get robbed with my baby, baby. I be in the kitchen cooking pies with my baby, yeah. And I get robbed with my baby, baby.
all we know is bands. I just might snatch a Ferrari and buy my BLM. I just might snatch a Renata. Let's drop a couple on the ring. She ain't wanting for nothing because I got her. Everything is big. So up from the band, though. Remind me where I can't go. When me boys got the stand, though. Count up my little bands, though. Boy, how fucking your bands go? Fetty, rub them. I'm in 50,000 K. How I stand, though. If you check them on my pockets, I'm like. She cooking pies. I'm like, hey, what's up? Hello. Since you're pretty. Soon as you came in the door, I just wanna chill. Got a sack for us to roll. Married to the money, introduced her to my stove. Showed her how to whip it, now she remixes it for low. She my track queen, let her hit the bando. We be counting up, watch how far them bands go. We just set it though, talking matching Lambos. 56 a grand, 500 grand. Man, I swear I love it, how she work the game, bro. Hit the strip club, baby, letting bands go. Everybody hate her, we just call them fans, though. In love with the money, I ain't never let go. I be smoking dope, you know backwards what I roll. Remy boy, Fetty, eating shit up, that's for sure. I run in your house, then I fuck your hoe. Remy boys are nothing, Remy boys are nothing. I see my track, man.
Yeah. You hear my boy sounding like a zillion bucks on a track. I got whatever on my boy, whatever. Put your money where your mouth is. Money on the wood, make the game go good. Money out of sight, boys fights. Put up a shut up, huh? Nip the grit, RGF Productions.
Border Crossings. Trap Queen, which has been viewed 211 million times on YouTube so far. Fetty Wap, who's on tour with Chris Brown. He was nominated for 3 MTV Video Music Awards last night. He went home with the Artist to Watch Video Award. Now, apparently, 211 million people are doing just that. Fetty Wap. That is a request from Solomon Aits, Ashetu Asfa, who's in Ethiopia, and tuned into Shegar FM 102.1, just like Mekuwanint Legesi, who's in Ethiopia as well. And Fetty Wap makes an appearance on the new Natalie LaRose song, which is Around the World. And we'll be hearing from Natalie LaRose. She'll join us on Border Crossings in the very near future. All right, we got one more song to close us out. Here's a request for Grace Mbewa from Kenya. Hello, Grace. This is the Jacksons' Shake Your Body on Down to the Ground.
Something to get closer to your soul, and you do know that I want you.
Jackson Jackson's and Shake Your Body Down to the Ground. Michael Jackson would have turned 57 on Saturday, and his family celebrated in his memory and posted some stuff on the internet. LaToya Jackson wrote, Michael, your presence elevated everyone, and your gift will be with us always. Jermaine wrote, hold close the memories. I'm Larry London. Thanks for listening to Border Crossings. Thank you, Greg Burns. Thank you, Vince Bonner. And thanks to you for tuning in. I'm Larry London. See you tomorrow. Border Crossings is heard on the VOA 1 Music Network.